Well, it's so great when artists put their life into their songs. You can really feel it. And Ben Fuller has done that with his song, Who I Am. And Ben Fuller's with us right now. Hey, Ben.
Praise God. What time is it where you are?
It's early. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it's early. I'm so grateful to be here. Thanks for being willing to listen and just having me on. It's amazing. This is what we do.
Yeah, you're sharing your story and your life. Fill us in a little bit because you go way back to a farm. You grew up on a farm in southern Vermont. Tell us a little bit about that and how you started the journey to where you are.
Yeah, I grew up in Vermont, and my dad had about 240 acres, and we, you know, he always wanted to be a farmer, and so he ended up starting to buy some cows, and long story short, we had about 170 milking cows.
Wow.
And I was the only son, you know, and so growing up, it was a lot of work, it was a ton of stress, and growing up in a place that's 2% Christian, wow. was I didn't know about Jesus, and in fact his name was simply a swear word in my mouth. Like I didn't know who Jesus was. I had no idea. And so it honestly, growing up was tough. It was hard. We dealt with a lot of stuff. And my dad really, he was one of those guys that you know, he didn't want to show emotion because emotion shows weakness. And so that, as a son, it was really hard because I just wanted to hear I love you. And I didn't hear that. You know, I knew my dad's emotional, but he just, again, I don't blame him because he grew up, my grandpa was the same way. Yeah. And he just grew up knowing that's the only way that he knew how to feel.
Right.
And so, yeah. So anyway, I always loved music. I've always loved, singing and playing. And it's just been really, really, a kind of a crazy journey, but I got involved into drugs and alcohol, at an early age, 16.
Wow.
Between 16 and 18 and just really started using and lying and running, had a brush with, attempted suicide. And, you know, life was hard. And I'm like, I had it all together on the outside, but on the inside, I was a complete wreck.
Wow.
So, yeah, long story. I ended up moving down to, I went to college for landscape design and became a stonemason for 15 years. And I just drank. I drank and drank and drank myself to sleep night after night after night. And I could party on the weekends and shut it off, you know, during the week and go back to work. So I looked at myself as an upstanding citizen, and I refused to associate with an addict because addicts are bad people.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So in 2018, I moved down to Nashville, Tennessee for country music. And after, you know, a bunch of friends and people were like, hey man, you know, your voice, you've got the voice, you've got the look, you've got the stuff. You should just go do it. You could make it. I went down to Nashville. I got a job at Tootsie's and the famous bar downtown Broadway.
Down on Broadway, yeah.
And played there for a whole year. And I was just completely lost.
Wow.
Drinking and driving. And yeah, ended up getting a phone call in the fall of 2000. The fall is so important to me, so I really love this timing right now for us, for you and me to be having this conversation, because it's the fall for me is so special, because in the fall of 2019 is when I got a phone call from a family from Vermont that invited me over for a meal, and at the end of the meal they asked me if I'd go to church with them.
Wow.
And I said, like, sure, pass the potatoes.
You know, like, I'll go,
yeah, I was like, you know, thanks for whatever. And I had no idea what was waiting for me. But the following morning, it was a Sunday morning, and I showed up at their house, and I got in their car, and we went to church, and God used the music to pull me into that place, and I'll never forget. seeing everybody's hands in the air and just that feeling of complete fullness. I had never felt that high or that purposeful in that moment. I was like, man, this is my life. This is what I need. This is what, like, this is everything right now. And I honestly got mad at God and I just said, okay, Mr. Powerful, like, take away all these things then. You know, take away my addiction.
Yeah.
Take away the drinking and the swearing. And he did. Mm. And yesterday I celebrated 4 years clean and sober.
Wow, that's awesome. The song is called Who I Am by Ben Fuller, currently out on tour. Ben, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
I am so, so grateful, and I am asking God to send me to Canada.
Nice. We agree with you in prayer.